It's holiday season in Brussels. Belgians and tourists stroll through Christmas markets that sell hot spiced wine and Belgium's famous waffles. They pause before an enormous Christmas tree in the Grand Place, the central square of Brussels, that's surrounded by elaborately decorated old guild halls. These old European rituals are taking place at a time of profound change in Europe. For the first time, Europeans have a permanent president of the European Union, former Belgian Prime Minister Herman Van Rompuy, who takes office on January 1st. They have a new EU foreign policy chief and new EU commissioners. And after years of setbacks, European governments finally ratified a pact called the Lisbon Treaty to bind the bloc together. Nowhere are the changes felt more keenly than in Brussels, the administrative center of the 27-member bloc. Angelo Calant, a Flemish-speaking Belgian, says he supports the Lisbon Treaty, and he's proud that a Belgian is the first EU president.
I'm for a stronger Europe, so it's a good evolution now. Europe has an important job at some issues, so we need a stronger Europe for the economy and all the other things.
French tourist Jacques Tacquois is also pro-European. As a businessman, Tacquois says, having a European Union and the euro currency makes a difference. He says he feels more European than French. But many Europeans do not share these sentiments. Survey after survey shows that many are not interested in the Lisbon Treaty or the European institutions representing them. Turnout for European parliamentary elections last June was a record low. Less than half voting age Europeans cast their ballots. Frédéric Michaud has been tracking this apathy as director of studies for the IFOP Polling Institute in Paris.
Là, il y a toute une série d'éléments qui restent très très flous.
Michaud says many Europeans feel the European Union is just a huge bureaucracy. Most Europeans had never heard of their new EU president, Mr. Van Rompuy, or their new foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton of Britain. English tourist Dean Kershaw, visiting the Christmas markets in Brussels with his family, is no fan of the European Union. He believes it's more of a handicap than an asset. Kershaw says he's glad Britain is not part of the euro currency zone, which he believes has made things more expensive.
I think you can be in Europe without actually being in Europe in a, like, a governmental sense. I mean, we're an island and we should have our own independence. It does okay for countries like Norway and Switzerland within Europe, so I don't see why it can't do the same for us. I think we'd be a lot richer if we were separate.
European critics argue the European Union meddles too much in their lives. The European Union is involved in many areas, from setting fishing quotas and agricultural subsidies to punishing companies that violate European antitrust rules. The EU Parliament is gaining increasing powers, although it can't initiate legislation. European officials say they're working hard to make people understand what the European Union is all about. The European Parliament's Paris office, for example, has launched citizen forums around France to explain what the Parliament does. European Parliament spokeswoman Dominique Robert.
I think people do not realize the level of protection they get through European rules, especially for consumers, especially for environment matters. If we still have an agriculture, which is very important on the economical level, it's because there is a common agriculture policy. So I think there are a lot of issues which would not exist in a positive way if Europe did not exist.
London School of Economics analyst Ian Begg says the European Union has been focusing on pushing through institutional changes for years. So no wonder Europeans are underwhelmed. Now with the Lisbon Treaty in force, Begg expects to see some action.
I would say that watch this space ought to be the watchword here, because at last, the EU will be in a much stronger position to get on with doing things as opposed to working out how it does things.
Begg says the Copenhagen conference is one example of a more vigorous European Union. While Europe failed to secure a tough and binding climate agreement, he says, its citizens see the European Union as the good guy in the greenhouse gas talks, pushing for the kinds of environmental changes they support. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Brussels.
Thank you.
I'm for a stronger Europe, so that's it's a good evolution now. Europe has an important job at some issues, so we need a stronger Europe for the economy and all the other things. Yes.
Moi, ça fait quelque chose pour moi, parce que je travaille pour sur l'ensemble de la communauté européenne. Donc, ça, l'économie et la monnaie unique, très important. C'est une bonne chose.
Là, il y a toute une série d'éléments qui restent très très flous, qui créent de la confusion. Quelle est la répartition des rôles entre l'État national et l'Union européenne. Et au final, on a le sentiment d'une grande bureaucratie.
I think you can be in Europe without actually being in Europe in a governmental sense. I mean, we're an island and we should have our own independence. It does okay for countries like Norway and Switzerland within Europe, so I don't see why it can't do the same for us. I think we'd be a lot richer if we were sort of like separate.
I think people do not realize the level of protection they get through European rules, especially for consumers, especially for environment matters. If we still have an agriculture which is very important on the economical level, it's because there is a common agriculture policy. So I think there are a lot of issues which would not exist in a positive way if Europe did not exist.
I would say that watch this space ought to be the watchword here, because at last, the EU will be in a much stronger position to get on with doing things as opposed to working out how it does things.